Okay, I am just testing this and seeing if I can record. I'm on my phone in my truck. That's right, I am a truck girl now. It fits the vibe of the new town that I am in. Don't worry, I have everything I need. I have a little mic, water, and something to record. I don't have a guest, it's just me, so I don't really need anything fancy right now.
Let's just record and let's just do this. Okay.
Hi everyone, it's been a minute. Actually, it's been a little over 2 years since I last posted anything on here.
But before we get into it, I just want to say, yes, the name has changed. This podcast was originally called Las Chismosas del Valle, and to my English-speaking friends, that translates to the Gossip Girls of the Valley, but now it's just me. So welcome to La Chismosa del Valle.
Why the name change? Well, I'm still very much that girl that talks a little too much and maybe asks a little too many questions, but maybe, asks either the wrong questions or doesn't ask them directly or just doesn't ask any questions at the right time. I brain freeze. And I think that's why I get a little nervous to come up here. But after all, that's what I went to school for, is to learn how to use my little brain of asking whys and then turn them into something, right? So it's kind of what I'm known for, and whether I like it or not, I figured I might as well just own up to it. Truthfully, I'm learning to talk a little less, and smile more while keeping that young, scrappy, and hungry energy alive. Okay, so now back to it. I don't have a perfect excuse for a long break. Life has happened. Actually, a lot has happened. Mentally, emotionally, I couldn't get myself behind a mic. I started this podcast in college. After I graduated, I was so burnt out from media, work, and school. I thought I'd rest for the summer and come back in the fall, but life just kept spiraling. The political climate got heavier, and so did my mental health. If you've listened before, you probably know I'm a DACA recipient. And if you follow me on social media, I have shared a lot of my personal struggles with mental health. So, no matter what people say, no matter how normal some people try to make it sound, these times are not easy for those of us living without a status or under DACA. When I first started journalism, I think I've said this like a bajillion times, the president was attacking both the media and Mexicans. And here I was. Here I am. A Mexican trying to work in media. And I have been trying to do my best without taking things too personally and taking things too heavy. What helps me keep going is hearing other Latinx stories, people who are out there navigating this messy, complicated country just like me. Their voices remind me that I'm not alone and that my voice still matters even when it shakes a little, if you can't tell. Every DACA recipient has their own story, and looking back, I realized that when I got involved in activism, I was just a kid, and adults were expecting to carry a weight I barely understood. Now I'm a little older. I've lived a whole life. I'm almost 30. There you go. I said my age. Oh my God. I understand the risks, the fears, the responsibilities a lot more clearly. And I also kind of understand what the fight is about more. Like when I was a kid, I didn't know, and now I'm like more aware, and it's honestly just people every day that are just constantly educating me about something. I love that. My family still believes in keeping it low key, and I respect that. Not everyone wants to be open about their status, especially right now. But for me, the silence only adds to the anxiety. I've learned the hard way that speaking out can have consequences, but staying quiet can eat you alive too. I've never been good at playing the traditional reporter role. I don't know if you can hear me speak, but I stutter a lot. My speaking is not that well. I ask too many questions that poke at the system itself. That's why I created this podcast in the first place, to make space for things that don't always fit into the mainstream. And to be clear, I'm not anti-newsroom. I get it. We all have bills to pay. And honestly, I grew up watching the news. Like, honestly, I would watch it to get the weather, like just to get the weather, to see what cute outfit I needed for school, what the day was gonna look like, if it was gonna rain. I was in, California, so it barely rained, but you never know. And so I would just watch it, and then the hosts were so funny, just listening to them talk, chat, like be friends. And I understand like the concept of like the newsroom of like, okay, this is we only have so much time to talk about so much time, which is why I'm here. And I understand like just working in a bigger media, especially corporate, can be a little hard. So this podcast doesn't pay my bills, so for now I'm free to say whatever I want to say. I'm hoping that doesn't really change, but but during my hiatus, I watched how podcasting played a huge role in politics. It helped shape narratives and even helped Trump win the election. I've got a lot of thoughts on that, but I'll save those for another night. Right now, I really want to share is that I moved. I left the valley.
I know you can take a girl out of the valley though, but you can't take the valley out of the girl, that's for sure. And I'm gonna tell you right now, sometimes I walk around and people are making fun of me, and I don't care. I am a loud, proud valley girl. I like my accent, I like my style. I don't care. I don't care if I come off very valley, very LA, okay? It wasn't easy for me to leave, okay? But it was time. The influencers came in, they kicked us all out, and now I got nowhere to go. I'm a struggling artist. I failed. I failed. No, I'm just kidding. I needed space to grow, actually. I needed space to grow, to explore, and to just reconnect with my creativity. I've landed somewhere in the Pacific Northwest.
The area I moved, it's pretty gloomy, and you can get depressed very easily. And I think for like, the first couple months that I was there, I was very convinced that I would move back home within 3 months. So I made like no time to make friends. And this is kind of a state or area that you kind of have to give yourself time to enjoy and like and make friends, and then you will appreciate it a little more. And I needed space to grow, to explore, and to reconnect with my creativity. I've landed somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I'm pretty loud. I'm sure you know where I am. It's just rainy, but I miss home. I miss home. And but it, you know what? This area has been good to me so far, I hope. Well, yeah. Being away from LA has just helped me slow down and reflect. And while I have hoped to go back one day, this has just reminded me to that you don't need to be in LA to tell a good story, honestly. You don't. And also the area that I'm in, like, there's so much nature, and in the areas that, I grew up in, like, I love the beach and I love it. But, I love that I can walk down to a little lake here, and it's like not that far, and it's like there's little trees, and I feel like in California you have to kind of drive for that, So it's just made me like just I'm a nature girly now. Like, oh my God. The Valley Girl loves nature now. But hiking, we're still working on that. I can still go on a hike, but on a good day, I like don't not on a rainy day. Lately, I've started meeting people in the area who've inspired me all over again. So I have new stories, new perspectives, and hopefully some future guests for this podcast. So, and this time I actually mean it. I know last time I said it and then I dropped it, and that seems to be like a thing with me. Okay, call me out. It's hot. Okay. But if you're still here, if you're still listening after all this time, if you're still following my journey on social media, whether I'm being messy to make a point, I don't know who I think I am, Jesus or something, or if you're following, my little comic, she'll be back.
I just want to say thank you. There's been a couple of you guys that have reached out to me personally and have just really encouraged me to keep going. You guys really see what I'm doing. You see my work. And honestly, I don't need 1,000 followers. Like, I don't need like all the following in the world. Like I've said it so many times, I like my small audience, because I feel like they've really seen me grow and they've really seen me change and they've really seen my voice change. And they're still with me. And I love that. And I cherish that. And they keep me going. And at the end of the day, like, I don't know. I do this for everyone. And I don't know. At the end of the day, like, it just makes me, like, want to keep doing what I love,
And I know I am inconsistent with my work. Things keep happening, I swear. The plot keeps changing. The plot keeps getting crazier. The plot keeps twisting. There's always a plot twist. Every time I think I have something, I'm like, oh, plot twist. But trust me, I see the bigger picture. And it's one of the reasons that I was able to just honestly get my butt out of bed and just say, let's do this. Let's just record this today. Or I'm just gonna keep pushing it off and I'm just gonna do it in my truck because why is there people home all the time? Why is working from home a thing now? Okay, sometimes I want a little privacy. I'm just kidding. My schedule is all over the place, so I guess I have time now to focus on this, and I don't actually have an excuse anymore. So you can call me out next time you see me in person if you do not see another episode within the next 2 months.
Oh my God.
You probably just heard someone turning on their car. I'm really excited to see where this next chapter takes us. But before I go, I want to leave you with something I've been thinking about lately. For a long time, I felt this intense pressure to represent my entire community, to save us, to be the perfect voice, the perfect spokesperson, the one who gets it right every time, which I'm gonna tell you right now, no. There's this idea that we have to be like the perfect dreamer, that the media wants the perfect dreamer, or it's just, I don't know. There's bigger consequences, And so there is a lot of weight for one person to carry. And then a couple years ago, I went to a screening of Lightyear, and there was a scene that hit me hard. A quick context. The gang got stuck in a room, and Buzz, being Buzz, tries to control and save the day, but in doing so, he isolates himself. That's when Izzy says to him, "You don't need to save us, you need to join us." And I don't know, but I really needed to hear that, especially coming from Izzy. It made me realize how much I've internalized this I need to save my people mindset, which, let's be real, is kind of a white savior complex that doesn't belong to me or my culture. My people don't need saving. They taught me community, how to show up for each other, how to struggle together, how to celebrate together. Sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I forget that's the very mindset that keeps us strong.
I don't know what we need to be saved from, but I don't know. I found Jesus already, but that's on me. I can't save you like that,
It's really funny. This country says that we have freedom of speech and freedom of religion, but we can't even talk about Jesus in a public setting or in a public space. I think that this country
needs to learn how to communicate better and learn how to agree to disagree and walk away, especially when things are just not going their way or things are getting heated. And that applies to me and applies to everyone, and I think in all sorts of relationships, no matter what your religion or political side you're in. At the end of the day, we work better as a team. And this podcast is just me joining the conversation, not trying to lead it alone.
Everyone is saying that I have to start filming myself while filming the podcast. And I guess I will, but I kind of miss the old radio vibes. Like, I just remember listening to the radio as a kid and hearing the DJ's voice, but never like actually like knowing how they look like. And for some reason, that was just so refreshing to me. And then when I did look at a photo of them every once in a while, I was like, huh, interesting. That's how you look like. I was kind of hoping for that vibe, but I guess I have to put myself out there.
So yeah, welcome back to La Chismosa del Valle. Hay que empezar a chismear.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the chisme, share it, send it to a friend, post it online, or just talk about it with someone. However you spread it, I appreciate it. And if you want updates, behind the scenes chisme, or to stay in the loop, keep an eye out for my email newsletter. Follow or subscribe for more episodes of La Chismosa del Valle. Catch you next time.